Olivia Robinson from Oxford University is with us. Olivia specialises in the working class history of Oxford and other matters. Thanks for coming in, Olivia. Nice to see you. You too. Ensham's Carnival has been running for 70 years. Yeah. Long time. Why were these things created in the first place? Where did they come from? What was going on at the time, I wonder?
Carnivals have a long history. They come from the Roman Catholic tradition.
Do they?
They do. So a carnival effectively was the period of time before Lent, where everybody went a little bit crazy and ate everything that they could before they had to give everything up for Lent.
Because I would have thought carnival, just the word itself, had Jamaican Caribbean traditions. You always think to Notting Hill in London and so on, but obviously
absolutely.
Not
well, it's a very interesting history, because what happened was the Roman Catholic tradition in Europe was obviously celebrating carnivals for a long, long time. And even before that, it was sort of linked to solstice of spring and that type of thing. There's this idea of turning the world on its head and doing things a little bit differently. Now, when the European powers decided to expand and colonise the rest of the world, they took that tradition with them. So what we have now is you've got Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you have Trinidad and Tobago carnivals, you've got the Rio Carnival.
Of course.
These were all exported from Europe.
You might want to put your headphones on there, because we've got Catherine Tanner on the line, who's the treasurer of Ensham Carnival. Let's just hear what Catherine has to say. Morning, Catherine. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, good morning.
You're looking to step down. Why?
I've been on the committee for 12 years, coming up 13 years, and just need to take a break and let somebody else new come on board.
But only one person's come forward. Why do you think people are so reluctant to get involved and get involved in carnival?
I don't know. I really don't know. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. Myself and my husband have been on the committee for that length of time, and we've both thoroughly enjoyed it, but just feel that it needs new blood, new ideas, and younger people.
But if only one person has come forward, the chances are that it might not happen again.
It looks like it.
And how does that make you feel then, Catherine?
It's sad, but I feel that we've done our limit, and it needs new blood. That's the only thing I can say, really.
Of course. Thank you very much, Catherine. And Olivia Robinson, the truth is these things are dying out, aren't they, slowly?
That could be the case. I think with examples like Notting Hill and some of the carnivals in the north, I think it's not necessarily a carnival thing. It could be to do with the fact that carnivals tend to be community events which are organised by the community and are largely free to the people who join in. That means an awful lot of organising, an awful lot of fundraising to begin with. Whereas something like a festival, which is evolved from perhaps a religious or an agricultural perspective, things like Whit Weeks and Harvest Festival and Christmas, that type of thing, they had slightly different history, but now we think of festivals as something much more people pay to get in the gate to go to a music festival or a culture festival or a literary festival. Those things can be paid for, so people pay to go to those, whereas a carnival is much more of a free event to try and bring community together. People are running out of time.
Well, that was my next question. I wonder when historians in 50 years write about how carnivals died out, they'll just say that people were far too busy. We had too much to do.
We have a lot to do. We also have an awful lot of choice. People can choose to go to so many different places. They can get in their cars, they can get on trains, if they're lucky enough for the trains to work. And they can go to festivals, they can go to events, they can take their kids to whatever they like, wherever they want to, in this country.
And putting on a carnival is hugely time-consuming.
It is enormous. Yeah. It is an enormous event. As we can see in Rio, it's an enormous event.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Nice.
You're very welcome.
That's Oxford University historian Olivia Robinson. It's 1:02:09 now.